Zoe's Rainbow Dash is coming up on the 4th of July at the Hamilton Place Mall. Proceeds from the Color Run are divided between several local charities. I spoke with Zoe's dad to learn more about the race and the reason behind it. Brett McDonough and his family host Zoe's Rainbow Dash to honor the memory of his daughter and his mother.
Zoe was a very kind and compassionate little girl. She always cared about other people more than herself, and she had lots of friends, and she was just a joy to have around.
She died. What happened?
She did. It was a family vacation get-together on 4th of July that we had done previously a couple of years. All my family's from Minnesota, so they happened to be down for the week, and we did all the sights in Chattanooga. We had a boat, and a lot of times we go out the boat in the evenings. We had a great week, and everybody was ready to leave the next day to go back to Minnesota, and they wanted one more boat ride, so we all went on the boat, and you know, it was a beautiful sunny day, and hardly any clouds in the sky, and we're out there swimming, and the wind picked up out of nowhere, and the lake that was really calm went to really choppy, very choppy, way more so than I'd ever seen out there in the lake. And unfortunately, our boat flipped over, and my mom and Zoe were trapped in the back. And we got them out, but it was too late. They'd been under too long. But we really are fortunate because there was six kids on the boat that were under 10 years old, and really could have been a lot worse than it was. But we miss her a bunch, and we just wanted to create something good out of something awful that happened. So
it's a hard tragedy for your family.
It was. You know, you never know how you're going to handle a situation like that. And for us, we just knew we had to do something to give back and create a positive influence and a good experience for everybody.
So now you have Zoe's Rainbow Run.
Yeah, Zoe's Rainbow Dash. Mm-hmm.
And that is on the 4th of July.
It is.
How old was Zoe?
She was 10.
Zoe's Rainbow Dash will take place at Hamilton Place Mall. Is that around the perimeter?
Yeah, it's in the parking lot around the perimeter of the mall itself and also the surrounding buildings on the CBL property there.
And it's a standard color run?
Pretty much. My wife and I have become quite experts on color runs. We've been to all the different types of color runs, different companies that put them on, and we feel like we've found the best of all of them and tried to incorporate into our race. Lots of music, lots of color, both powder and spray, colored spray, liquid spray.
I'm used to the color runs. You have like a powder, like a cornstarch mm-hmm. that is dyed, and people just toss it around. And
yep.
Most of the runners will be wearing white.
Yes.
So that they can pick up on that color.
Exactly, yep.
And if you're careful with it afterwards and you do wash it with vinegar and such, you can actually keep the color into the shirts for a long time.
Yeah, you can. I have never done it myself. One of the first color runs we did, it's kind of gross, but I just never washed it. I let it dry outside. And it stayed pretty colorful, but I've heard other people say that if you spray some vinegar on it, that it'll retain the color. So it usually does wash out pretty good if you want your white shirt to become white again.
During the color run, people will go by stations mm-hmm. where volunteers will throw the color at them. You mentioned the powdered mm-hmm. and the liquid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's all safe. You can ingest it if you had to.
Absolutely. Ours is 100% safe. The other color runs I can't speak for, but we have ours made here in Chattanooga for RWM Technologies. It's a company here in Chattanooga that their job is making colored powder for the food industry and also for animal feed. So ours is 100% safe, and we know that for certain.
In order to honor Zoe,
mm-hmm.
the proceeds from this run are going to local area charities.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who sign up for the run get to choose their charity.
Yes, for the most part. You know, we look at the numbers and we kind of distribute the money around. We want to make sure that it's everybody gets a fair share. And the reason we picked those charities is that my wife was Zoe's Girl Scout leader. And every year, at the end of the year, they'd have extra cookies. So they would pick a charity that they would bring the cookies to. So all the charities were chosen because Zoe had a direct link to all those charities. And in fact, at the charity booth last year, we had a picture of Zoe at the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. We had a picture of Zoe and our little brother, Joshon, for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We have a picture of Zoe getting her hair cut for Locks of Love. That's the reason we chose those charities.
Can you give me the entire list of charities?
Absolutely. It's Children's Hospital, Erlanger Children's Hospital, Ronald McDonald House, Tennessee Baptist Children's Home, Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Bethlehem Center, and then my mom volunteered at a local food shelf in my hometown of New Richland, Minnesota. So last year we gave $40,000 total to all those charities.
That's a great memorial and a great honor for Zoe because, as you said, she was involved from an early age. Now that comes back to the parents. That comes back to you.
Yeah. Yes, but she was so much more compassionate than most kids at that age. She just really, really cared. She just really impacted when she went to Tennessee Baptist Children's Home, when she realized those kids, they don't stay at home with their parents, and that really affected her. And the Bethlehem Center, she's really taken back by them. And also, you know, Big Brothers Big Sisters, she really enjoyed our experience when we were Big Brothers, Big Brother Big Sister, our little brother. So, like I said, she just was something special.
I'm sure you miss both your daughter and your mother every day.
I do. You know, today was kind of a good day because I think I told you, I hope I don't smell up the studio because I was coming here just from fishing. And today was the first day that I've been on the Tennessee River since July 5th, 2012. You know, I moved to Chattanooga because I love the city and I think it's absolutely gorgeous. And you know, I love the river. I mean, it's part of this city. For a while, there was a hard time to even drive over the dam and look at the river. But, you know, it's such a great city and a beautiful river. So it was a big step for me to get back out there in the river and enjoy it for what it's worth and not have, you know, a feeling of dread or a pit in my stomach from being around the water. I hope I, you know, put the death nail in my fear or whatever of the river because it's a really beautiful place.
Is this the second Rainbow Dash?
Yeah, this is the second one. Last year was our inaugural race, and, you know, I don't know if you remember the weather last year, but everything was getting canceled beforehand because the prediction was 100% chance of heavy thunderstorms. And, of course, the mall people, they were calling me up and saying, well, I think we better cancel, and there's just too many wheels in motion, and we had about 50 people from Minnesota coming down, and I was like, you know what, we're just going to go for it, and we really got lucky. The weather kind of opened up, and it rained before the race, it rained after the race, but during the race itself, it was kind of nice, actually. So it's a crapshoot this time of year, whether or not you're going to get a thunderstorm, but again, it's going to be rain or shine, but hopefully we'll get better weather.
Well, since you're going to have liquid colors and stuff thrown at you anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a little rain won't hurt anybody, and of course you're going to get kind of messy, but let's keep away the thunderstorms and the tornadoes and all that nasty stuff. It's definitely a great time. That's the thing. It's few places you can go and see 2,000 people just smiling ear to ear for a couple hours. It's kind of a special event, so we're really looking forward to this year.
Can you register in advance?
Absolutely. We have a website, zoesrainbowdash.com. You can go through there. There's a link through registration, and it'll put you through to the active.com website, or you can go directly to active.com and look for Zoe's Rainbow Dash, or if you just look Color Run up in active.com, there's several different ways you can get there, but the website's probably the best way.
If you didn't pre-register, can you walk up on the 4th of July?
You can. It'll be a little bit more chaotic that morning. You won't be guaranteed to get a t-shirt that morning of. It's going to be a little hectic. You know, we had 1,700 people last year. Got lots of people coming in to pick up your t-shirts, and you may or may not get in with the group that you signed up with. And it's most fun if you go with a group. We call it a team. You join up with four or more people. And a lot of times people get their own t-shirts made up, and it just seems to be more fun when you do as a group that way. So either way, we definitely accept people walking up, but I would encourage people to sign up early.
It's a 5K, and you can walk it, you can run it, you can do whatever you want to get through it.
Absolutely.
The goal is to go from color station to color station.
Yeah.
Will the runners be given a packet of color of their own?
Absolutely, yeah. At the end, everyone gets a packet or two of color. You know, we had someone do it in like 15 and a half minutes last year. Some people walked it in an hour, and I guarantee they both had a great time. So I'd say it's 50-50 runners, walkers, you know, moms and dads pushing kids in strollers. We've got a couple people signed up for the race that are in their 70s, and I'm sure they're going to have a great time. So it's truly an event that's something for everybody.
Zoe's Rainbow Dash is Friday, the 4th of July, at the Hamilton Place Mall. The 5K course runs along the perimeter of Hamilton Place Mall and doubles back to the beginning. The race begins at 8 a.m. with five color stations. At this time, pre-registration for the race is closed, but you can still sign up the morning of the race. Visit the web at zoesrainbowdash.com for more details. For WUTC's Around and About, This is Rabbit.